Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gary Wolfel joining us here, wolfelspressbox.com. Gary, how are you, bud?
Hi, Gary.
I'm doing better than Brad Stevens, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, do you think Boston's going to turn that around?
I do. Yeah, I mean, I picked them to win the division like everybody else in the world did. Mm-hmm. But they certainly have had their share of issues, and Gordon Hayward, you know, is coming off major surgery, and he just hasn't found his rhythm. I mean, he looks good sometimes. Other times he looks deplorable. And you were talking about that Nets game last night. I actually watched it, and it was unbelievable. The Celtics, you know, like, went through the motions for three quarters. They got down by 27 points going into the fourth quarter, and they could have won the game. I mean, it was just like, okay, time to turn it on. And but yeah, they definitely, you know, still have issues.
You know, it's funny, at the top of your answer there, you said you picked Boston to win the division. I don't even look at the divisions, and Bart and I have talked about
the
this
conference. I should have said,
well,
yeah,
you know, but even the division. I mean, yeah. Bart and I have talked about this. You know, winning a division title, because the Bucks are in first place in the division, but all I'm looking about is, you know, whether they are in the conference. Why do they even put the standings out as far as the division? Why even have divisional standings when they don't mean anything? Used to be you got a first-round bye for winning your division.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, they're useless at this point.
And, yeah.
I mean, when do even people talk about, yay, we won the division in 1984, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody cares. All they care about is NBA titles.
But division titles, I mean, at least as far as playoffs, they should reward you. There should be some reward for winning a division title. Either you get home court advantage or something, but what's the purpose of winning a division title?
You could add two more teams to the playoffs or three and have buys or
something like that, but geez, make a division title worth something.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. No argument here.
Gary Wolfel joining us here, Chuck and Winkler on The Fan. All right, so we talk a lot about those four teams, and I'll throw the Pacers into the mix. Raptors,
absolutely.
Pacers.
Yeah.
Sixers, Celtics. Why don't you rank for me which of those teams is going to give the Bucks the toughest time in a seven-game series between Toronto, Indy, Philly, and the Celtics?
I think all of them. I'm not even going to bother. I think any of them could lose to the Bucks. Any of them could beat the Bucks. I think the disparity between those four teams, and I'm throwing Boston into the mix. Even Boston is so slim that I think it's a matter of who's hot at the time and who's the most healthy.
Yeah, well, Philly was going through their problems, too. Maybe they still are with trying to work in Jimmy Butler to the mix.
Yeah, you know, the crazy thing about that, Chuck, though, they have the same number of wins as Indiana, 28, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's only two fewer than the Bucks, you know, and you got 40 games to go. So it just kind of indicates, you know, how bunched up, you know, those top four or five teams are.
You know, there's a lot of talk this week because the Bucks played again a game without Giannis, and they lost that game to a Wizards team who's actually been better without John Wall. They're beating some
exactly.
good teams and playing
yep.
some good basketball. Your Wizards, Gary, your team.
Well, you know what? When I picked the Wizards to finish fourth and ahead of the Bucks,
oh, I never heard about that.
Yeah, no, either did I. I thought I'd share this with you, but I really thought John Wall was going to revert to the John Wall he was, you know, in recent years, as one of the most dominant players in the league. And I actually talked to someone in the organization the other day, and he told me Wall was hurt from the get-go this year, that he was in tough shape, he gutted it out, but he was horrible. He didn't play well, and consequently, neither did the Wizards. Fortunately for them, Bradley Beal's playing out of his mind, and who knows, they still might make the playoffs.
They could. I mean, they might be a tough out. I think a lot of these teams will give the Bucks, you know, on their best day. I still like the Bucks to go to the finals, but I don't overlook the Nets, and I don't overlook the Heat. I don't really overlook any of these teams. I think that they all could, in a seven-game series, pose some challenges. But I wanted to talk about what a lot of people are talking about, the Giannis missing a game. You should still, I would hope, win those kind of games if the depth is as good as I think that it is. But I think what the Bucks do is they don't know, maybe they don't know which of these guys is going to step up and take over the Giannis role. Not that any of them will be an MVP type player, but somebody to lead that team. And they're all, interestingly, with Brogdon and I'm talking him, Middleton, Bledsoe, Lopez specifically, when the Bucks have to look at the future, which of those guys becomes the priority to make sure that they have here for multiple seasons to come?
Well, if you're asking me, it would be Middleton without a doubt. I think he's clearly their second best player. He's been kind of erratic up and down, but the fact of the matter is when he's on top of his game, he's pretty darn good. Now, having said that, Bart, I am in the process of doing a story for my website on the upcoming All-Star game, and I've been pulling some people, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the individuals I pulled was a veteran player personnel director, okay? Very well respected in the league, and I asked him to fill out his All-Star ballot, okay? Guess who he didn't have on it?
I would say Middleton.
Chris Middleton, yeah. And I thought that was very, very interesting. A guy he did have on it, which was absolutely bizarre, Spencer Dinwiddie. And if you followed the Nets, he's actually had a very good season. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, slips under the radar. But
I think he had a big game against the Bucks, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's had a couple of 30-plus games. I mean, you know, a very good player. I disagree. I went to put him on the All-Star ballot.
But so you would say Middleton is an All-Star? Because I don't know if that's the majority consensus even among Bucks fans right now.
Yeah, I mean, I've pulled three people, you know, NBA officials, and two of them have Middleton on their ballot as a reserve. And like I said, the player personnel director did not have him. They were the only Bucks that were even mentioned, besides, you know, Antetokounmpo.
Well, I think you have the best record in the Eastern Conference or in the NBA. You deserve to have two players on, but if they only have one player, that just tells you that Giannis is probably going to be the MVP if they have just one player going to the All-Star game.
Yeah, you know, another team in that similar situation is Toronto. You know, you look at Kawhi Leonard, and he's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
But who would you pick as your second Raptor?
Well, Lowry's been hurt. I really like Danny Green.
See, I like Ibaka.
Ibaka.
You know what, Chuck? I actually had Ibaka as a reserve. But,
yep.
I mean, even that, when you look at all the players in the Eastern Conference, that's a stretch.
Nobody spikes a basketball quite like Ibaka.
Good point. I like that.
I already spiked the basketball a couple of years ago. Anytime I see him, I think of that.
For you.
What's that?
I got a quick trivia question for you.
Okay.
For the both of you. And the winner will be taken out to the restaurant of their choice under $10.
Oh, that'd be Perkins. Okay. The Bart's Breakfast Bonanza returns on Monday.
Okay. Which current Bucks player has a chance to set an all-time NBA record? Which is pretty amazing when you think of it, all time.
Oh, Gary, I got that one.
What's that?
Oh, that would be Malcolm Brogdon.
Which is?
How do they say it? 50, 40, 90, 90, 40, 50, something like that?
You may be right on that front, but this is not what I'm looking for, Bart. Sorry.
Oh.
What was your answer? What's that 50, 40, 90?
His shooting percentage. Over free throws, 50 field.
I give up. I didn't know anybody was on their way to a record.
I didn't realize it was.
But if I'm right, I still should get a prize.
Well, we'll give you a booby prize or something, right?
All right.
Okay. All-time single season free throw percentage.
Oh, I'm still right.
The Bucks the Bucks record?
No.
Brogdon.
Brogdon.
No. I get the meal.
It'd be the Bucks. It'd be an NBA record?
Yes, all time.
Surpassing Rick Barry?
Well, the record holder is Jose Calderon.
Okay.
98%, okay? Right now, Brogdon is at .976. So, he's got a shot.
Okay. So, what time are we taking me to Perkins?
Good question. We'll leave that.
Yeah, in a roundabout way, you have Burke, got that right?
He did, in a roundabout way.
Yeah.
Hey, in a roundabout way, I got this job, Gary.
Hey, and you're doing a fine job with it. So,
Gary, appreciate it. We will talk to you next week, all right?
Thanks, Gary.
Okay, thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.